product manager on Promote.
Talking about Chromebooks, netbooks with Chrome.
I'm very excited to show you guys some of the new file features and functionality that we've been building directly into Chrome OS. We think it's going to make our users' lives a lot easier. Let's start with a very common scenario that a lot of users have. Someone emails you a file, and you want to be able to save it for later viewing or use. In this particular case, my friend Rahul has emailed me HTML5 cam with cheat sheet, so I'll stop nagging him with my annoying questions. And I'm going to go ahead and download this. And as you can see, it downloads immediately. And now I can close it. And if I ever wanted to get back to it, I have to open up the new file manager that we built into Chrome OS, which I've already got open in another tab. And I can just drill into the folder. And there's the file. Double click, opens instantly. So it's very simple, very easy to use. Now, of course, we realize that people have a lot of other important data types. For example, a lot of users have music, media, movies, and so forth that they want to be able to play on this device as well. So let's see how that works. I'm going to go back to the file manager. And here I've got a USB drive full of some of my favorite music and movies. I'm going to go into the music folder. And let's just try to open one of these and see what happens. And it opens immediately. And the new media player that we've added as well. It's very simple, very easy to use. You can do basic things, skip, pause, you can even create new playlists and so forth. But now let's try a video. So let's go back. And I've got here a bunch of movie trailers of some of my favorite movies. But I've also got a Chrome versus Potato Gun video, which I'm very, very excited about. Because let's face it, who doesn't like Potato Guns, right? So let's watch this. Now, again, it opens immediately in the media player in the panel form factor. So I can now go back to checking my email or reading news or whatever while continuing to watch. Of course, if I wanted to focus purely just on the video, I can easily full screen it as well. So let's watch this for a second. So as you can see, as awesome as Potato Guns are, they're clearly no match for Chrome. One of the same trends that we're seeing is more and more users are starting to move to online media consumption. So they're streaming their content directly from web services. For example, yesterday, we actually launched two great services, Movie Rentals, right, and Google Music Beta, which all work seamlessly on this device as well, because again, it's just the web. Now, of course, all your other favorite online services, like Hulu, or Amazon, or even Netflix, which we've been working closely with, will also just work out of the box. And same with your music, your Moog, your Pandora, and so forth. Now, another important media type that a lot of users have today is photos. A very common use case is you're at an event, maybe I/O, maybe a birthday, maybe a party of some sort. You take a whole bunch of photos that you want to be able to share with your friends. So how does that work on Chrome OS? Well, I've got here an SD card full of photos I took in my daughter's recent birth that I'm very excited to share with my friends. So I'm just going to go ahead and plug it in. And now, because Chromebooks are cloud devices, we wanted to make it really easy, really seamless for users to get their files, their important data, directly into the cloud so that they can have it accessible to them from anywhere, as well as easily share those with other people. So as you can see, it's automatically opened up as a new file manager directly in the SD card. So I can start clicking through on my photos. I can preview them, I can select a bunch and play a slideshow if I wanted to. But most importantly for me, I just want to get these in the cloud as soon as possible so I can share it with some of my friends who came over to visit. Now, because I'm a Picasa user, I've gone ahead and installed the Picasa web app from the Chrome Web Store. And by doing so, the app has actually registered itself as a local file handler for image file types on this device. So now when I select three photos, a new contextual button pops up that says Send to Picasa, directly in line with File Manager. So I'm going to go ahead and click this, and I can create a new album, say Baby and Friends. Make this private.